416-620-3602 or go to just want to get it right. Or go to give2wbai.org online. Give2WBAI.org online. You know, I've been doing it for so long is that sometimes I'm looking at the words and I'm like, oh, does this place here? Does this place here? Okay, enough of me talking. All right, stay tuned for the WBAI report to the listener from the local station board. Stay tuned.
FM, streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Pacifica was founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, and the mission calls for radio that fosters understanding among nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
WBAI New York, 99.
Yo, what's good, WBAI listeners? Welcome to this first report of 2021 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine, and I'm one of the six staff delegates on the LSB. And today, I'll be serving as your facilitator, doing station IDs, identifying who's speaking, and asking clarifying questions if necessary. Now, it's become customary for the first LSB report of the year to introduce the LSB officers and the PNB directors, and that's what we'll be doing today. But we'll be mixing it up a bit to accommodate the schedules of some of the participants. So in each hour, we'll have a different mixture of officers and directors. Now, in the first half of this hour, each officer and director will give a brief report. And when all the reports are done, then they'll have the opportunity to ask each other questions or to make comments on any of the reports just given. In the second half of this hour, we'll open up the phone lines and invite you to call in with your questions and comments. This format will be repeated for the second hour. The LSB officers in this first hour are the treasurer, R. Paul Martin.
Hello.
The vice chair, Dee Dee Halleck.
Hello.
The secretary, Jack DePalma.
Good evening, Jack DePalma.
The PNB listener director joining us in this hour is Ralph Pointier. Ralph, you're muted if you're looking to say hello.
He's muted.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get Ralph on the air in just a bit. But before going to their reports, I've been asked to present the Pacifica mission statement, which serves as a reminder of where we started and ultimately where we should be going. So here are the five items in the mission statement as presented by various former local station board members.
Mm-hmm.
Evening, my brothers and sisters. Ralph Pointer here. How's it going, Jack?
It's good. How are you doing, Ralph? That's and we're just we're waiting on the Pacifica mission statement to be played, and okay. Then we'll get your report afterwards.
And I'll see if I can do a review or a primer on, and as Strom Thurmond said many years ago when he was on the microphone at the joint meeting of Congress, he says, "How do you work this here scene?" And so I'm trying to figure out how I work this here scene.
Okay, people, we got the mission statement. We're going to start it now.
The Pacifica Mission Statement.
A. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation.
B. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible. One or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended.
C. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community.
D. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms.
E. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied voices in the public presentation of accurate, objective, and comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Article 2, subsection A, was amended March 6, 1971, filed April 9, 1971, and corrected amended filed May 5th, 1971.
And there you have it, the Pacifica mission statement. Well, now that we've gone through that, let's move on to the reports. We're going to start with LSB Treasurer R. Paul Martin.
Hello, good evening, everybody. I'm R. Paul Martin. I'm the LSB Treasurer. And we've got some good news. Pacifica has gotten the second Paycheck Protection Program money. That's called PPP. And that's the thing from the government that you heard about because of the pandemic. And the $1.2 million from the Paycheck Protection Program is in Pacifica's bank. Other good news is that Pacifica has had the first PPP loan, which we got last year, forgiven. So that $1.2 million that we got last year has turned from a loan into a grant. So that's good news. It's necessary. A number of stations have been having problems meeting payroll, and the current PPP money is going to help that for the next couple of months. The FY19 audit should be with the auditors right now. Pacifica's accounting is handled by the National Educational Television Association, called NETA, and they are at work on the FY20 audit now. And these audits are very important for a variety of reasons. One pressing reason is that the California Franchise Tax Board has put Pacifica on notice that our tax-exempt status is in question because we didn't supply them with audits. Now, as you heard earlier on, WBAI is owned by the Pacifica Foundation. And if Pacifica loses tax-exempt status, that's it. We're gone. And the tax people had given Pacifica a deadline of February 15th to get caught up, but NETA has informed them that the FY19 audit is just about ready, and a Pacifica lawyer has contacted the tax people. So it looks like we're going to get a little bit of a time there to get this in. Obviously, it's past the 15th, so we're not gone, so I guess we're doing okay. Also, the CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, needs the audit. The CPB gives grants out, and Pacifica could get more than $1 million in CPB grants if we will qualify. But we haven't had audits on time for years and years, so we haven't qualified. If the FY20 audit gets in by June 30th, we'll qualify, and really next year is when we'll get the money. But it'd be good if we could do that. And I've been concerned about the FY20 audit because the FY19 audit took more time to get to the auditors than we have left to do the FY20 audit. The interim CFO of Pacifica, who's an executive vice president of NETA, is confident that the FY20 audit will get done by the deadline, and I certainly hope it does. I'll note that Pacifica's IRS 990 form, which is a form that all not-for-profits are required to fill out, our 990 form for FY18 is still not posted. And the interim CFO said that it's done, and she would make sure that whoever's in charge of posting it gets it done. It's still not there. I hope we post that because we need to have that posted. In the not-so-good news department, we have an income statement for the first quarter of FY21. Pacifica's fiscal year starts on October 1st and goes to September 30th. So we're in FY21 right now, and that started on October 1st, 2020. So for the first quarter, WBAI showed a deficit of about $94,000. This is not good. This is because of a 17% drop in revenue. And we have a National Finance Committee meeting tonight, and I'm hoping to hear about the big loan, which should come due on March 31st. There's a big loan that Pacifica took out, and we really need to find out about that. Maybe more about that later. With the Paycheck Protection Program loan coming in now, we have a breather. Our finances are dire for both BAI and the rest of Pacifica, but we have this breather, and we have to hope we can turn things around over the next couple of months and, at least reduce the rate of the downturn, if not turn it around entirely. And I should note, the next local finance committee meeting is scheduled for is scheduled for March. March 17th is the next local finance committee meeting, and you can go up to kpftx.org and you can find it there and find the details for getting onto it. It's going to be a teleconference. The next regular national finance committee meeting is at 8:30 tonight. And you can go up again to kpftx.org, and you can find all the information about how to listen to those meetings. All right. That's my report, I think. Thank you.
Well, thank you, R. Paul Martin, for that report. It is 7:13 here on WBAI in New York, 99.5 on your FM dial. And we're streaming at WBAI.org. Normally, at this time, you'd be listening to We Only Want the World with Sun Sarah Taylor, but that is not on today. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm your facilitator today, and this month, we're presenting the LSB officers and the PNB directors. You just got through listening to the LSB treasurer, R. Paul Martin. Now let's hear from the LSB vice chair, Dee Dee Halleck.
Hi there. Hello, listeners and other members of the LSB and whoever's hanging out there. listening to R. Paul, it makes me angry because to me, BAI is such an incredible treasure to the airwaves, to the this community, not just in New York City, but New Jersey, Connecticut. I listened many years ago, and I'm listening up in the Catskills right now. And I just feel that it's such an outrage and a shame that there's not more funding to take care of those matters. So I'm hoping, and I see my role on the LSB is to try to generate supportable income that we could really do what needs to be done and give more support to the all volunteer producers who do such wonderful programming, but they need certain assistance, administrative assistance that often isn't there because we have such a slim staff. There are other Pacifica stations have like 40 or 50 paid staff, and BAI has under 7 paid staff. Most of them are part-time. They're not full-time staff. So we need to change that. We need to give our producers and the technicians who are so dedicated to this station more support. So I'm hoping that whoever's listening to this is a BAI buddy. That's the best way to support the station, because it's like it's an income that is sustains the station. So I am also helping to write some grants to try to support specific programs. And in particular, to me, one of the most important programs that's on this station is On the Count, which is one of the few programs in the country that is a weekly program looking at prison issues. And to me, that it's incredibly important in this outrage of the incarceration state that we live in, country that we live in. So, but I also want to just say tonight that we have a loss in the community of artists and defenders of free speech. I don't know how many of you all know, but Lawrence Ferlinghetti Getty died, who was 101 years old. So he had a very full and important life. And he defended free speech by publishing the work of Allen Ginsberg. To me, it's a kind of, it's our brother in this battle to keep ideas and art alive. And I'd like to just think about him tonight and think about the need for free speech TV. I don't know if many of you know, but I was a plaintiff in a case that went all the way to the Supreme Court, defending free speech at the public access station, which Manhattan Neighborhood Network, which censored my friend and comrade Jesus Papaleto Melendez. He was not only kept from the airwaves, but he was was dropped from a class to train leaders of the Puerto Rican community. And I made a video with him about that case and put it on MNN. And so in response to making that video, I myself was banned from the station. So you can hear all about the case. Actually, the audio tape is there. There's even a cartoon. It's sort of like it's a funny cartoon with Ruth Bader Ginsburg speaking, and who it was one of her last cases, and Sonia Sotomayor was defending me and Papaletto, but it's at SCOTUS, and you look up SCOTUS and Halleck, H-A-L-L-E-C-K, and SCOTUS is, of course, the Supreme Court of the United States, but if you want to hear more about that case, it's all there, all the briefs and the briefs for MNN were all, every one of them, funded by the Koch brothers. And the national corporate, the association, NCTA, the Cable and Television Association. So you can see what side MNN is on and what side I'm on, the other side. And BAI is on the other side, I hope, and we're hoping to keep this station going. And I must appreciate all the great programming, and I feel we're on a good roll here. The programming, I think, is really building wonderful communities. I was listening to the Code Pink has a program, and I'm really happy to hear that. So, but tune in to On the Count every Tuesday evening. I think it's, I'm not sure what time it's on, but also on Saturday morning. It's a wonderful show. That's it.
Thank you, Dee Dee Halleck, for that report. Now let's hear from LSB Secretary Jack DePalma.
Thank you very much. My name is Jack DePalma. I guess 10 years ago, I retired from teaching in the city school system, and I began to travel over to 120 Wall Street. It was right across the subway, one stop further on the line. And I decided that I was going to help get premiums in the mail because I heard they were having a hard time getting the premiums in the mail. I work with Avant Singh, and I work with the people there. And I had a goal. My goal was that if BAI was on Wall Street, that wasn't where BAI belonged. We don't want to be on Wall Street for a lot of reasons, but number one, the goal was to get off Wall Street because WBAI, we don't belong there. And lo and behold, Sandy gave us a little shove. And so then I was able to help move with the help of management and many, many volunteers, the ops crew, of course, the radio station. We moved, which was really a very enjoyable, an amazing process. Stuff was sent off to California for the archives. We wound up moving to Harlem. We wound up moving the business office to the World Financial Center. And then eventually WBAI, even though we were broadcasted out of Michael G. Haskins' home, wound up broadcasting off of Atlantic Avenue, which is where we are now, established in Brooklyn. I decided that I had to learn more about the radio station, not just the people that I was interacting with. So I got involved with the CAB. And that's when I started learning more about the Community Advisory Board. And I started learning more and more about the situation with Pacifica. Now, Dee Dee and R. Paul and Ralph as well, I have a lot of respect for because they're the ones that gave me information. They're the ones that showed the way. I want to thank Sean. I want to thank Reggie, Bertolt and Linder, of course, to make this LSB show possible. At the last LSB meeting, the last 10 minutes was taken up by how could we interact with the listeners? And this is how we can interact with the listeners. It was made possible by the new LSB. The management, obviously, Linda, Sean, let's make sure everybody understands Sean Rhodes was responsible for making this radio program possible. We've come a very long way in that 10 years. So I attended LSB meetings. I listened into finance committee meetings and I learned what was actually going on. I learned from Jim Dingman. I learned from Tracy Rosenberg and I learned from all those people in the Pacifica Network and also around WBAI. By just talking with them and finding out what the problems were and seeing if I could help out by doing things. So the number one thing that motivated me in 2015 was exactly what Dee Dee said. It is an amazing situation that we can't get our financial house in order, not the Pacifica Network. What Al Paul said is all good news compared to what it was like in 2015. They were losing their not-for-profit status in California because they had not done audits. And I just I couldn't sit home and let this happen. So I went over there and I pushed as much as I could. And I talked to Berthold and I talked to people that I knew, and I tried to network and I tried to organize and I tried to do what I could. So now, 10 years after I decided I had to do something to keep the radio station on the air, we have audits. We have audits from 17, 18, 19, soon 20. Thank you all, Paul. And thank you all those people that made that possible, meaning the NETA. And I want to thank directly the directors, Ralph and Alex, and of course, James Sagerton. And these people were instrumental in making Pacifica not take us off the air. We almost lost the radio station by our own people in Berkeley. This was a group effort. And because it was a group effort, I'm just one person trying to help keep the radio station alive. Now, 2021, we have amazing stability in the network. We are the most efficient radio station with the money, and we give more for less to the listeners in New York City. We have the most diverse radio programming in the network. I want to thank that to Carolyn McIntyre. I want to thank that to everybody on the LSB, because it's these directors and these people on the LSB, and of course the bigger picture of what's going on in Pacifica, that we've been able to succeed. We stopped the piracy in October last year, 2 years ago. We got a no vote on the bylaws, which could have changed the structure of organization and governance of the network, as well as our radio station. And number one, let's remind ourselves, we kept WBAI continues to be on the air, and it continues to improve. And that wasn't what happened when Sandy hit Wall Street, folks. It wasn't like that when I was there. It was pretty sad and pretty desperate, and it was really, really looking grim. And we did this together. So we got to pay our bills. We got to grow to listen to base. We got to support more membership. We got to put more diverse programming. We got to continue to support the radio station, all the paid and unpaid producers. I want to thank you. I want to thank Ralph Nader for being on our air. I want to thank Joanna Fernandez for being on our air. I want to thank John Kane for being on our air. I want to thank Lawrence Ferlinghetti, Coney Island of the Mind. Thank you very much, WBAI. I'm finished. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Jack DePalma, for that report. Now let's hear from listener director Ralph Pointer.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes. Jack DePalma, fantastic presentation. And I'm sure that everyone who took time to come and listen to this presentation understands basically the small, if I may say, the underlying problems. But when the mission statement is read, we must recognize what fantastic foresight went into the forming of Pacifica. And today we find ourselves more than ever in need of following up on the objectives of community radio. Now, history tells us that J. Edgar Hoover is gone. He is. The J. Edgar Hoover philosophy is still among us. And one of the most important weapons against this is information. And we call ourselves community radio. So therefore, we must have more programs. And Jack DePalma mentioned some fine programs, community based programs. We must support those programs. We had programs that Jack DePalma did not mention. We have Mimi Rosenberg, and the beat goes on. And when we talk about being a BAI buddy, what we must say, okay, everyone's not going to be a BAI buddy, but we must look at programs that are dedicated to the community and support them. Support them and make an issue. I'm funding this program because this program is the reason why I listen to Pacifica. And so we have been given a gift, and the need for that gift, I can't imagine a time where it is more necessary. When the country is going, who knows where the country is going? And the example that I've always said over and over again for 15 years, richest nation in the world, and we're not even talking about a healthcare system. Something is wrong. There's information that the people do not have, and it is the job of Pacifica to get that information in and to create activity. And as I said before, here we are in the epicenter of media, New York City. It doesn't get better than this. And so when I joined Pacifica as a member a few years ago, I said the mission of New York WBAI is not only to save WBAI, but it is to save Pacifica, because we have the weapons in our hand to do it. We have the people here. We must gather those people with programming. We must recognize the importance of Pacifica and put our money where our mouths should be. And as I said, one thing we cannot forget, J. Edgar Hoover is dead, but J. Edgar Hooverism is with us, and we have people within Pacifica who are looking to destroy us, and they call us our friends. We must reach out to those people who may not understand what they are supporting. If we have friends, if we have associates, we must call them and say, do you know what the real reason is behind the changing of the, what do we have it, the changing of the bylaws? That it is not about changing the bylaws. It is not about making it better. It is about changing Pacifica opposed to what the original intent of Pacifica was. And so we have a gem. We have gold in our hands. We must begin to act like that by supporting and building on the gold. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the time.
Well, thank you, Ralph Pointer, for that report. And I will resist my temptation to add on to all these really great reports, but I'll just add power to the people. That's what Pacifica and WBAI are supposed to be about. And it's 7:33 here on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. And we're streaming at WBAI.org. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting the LSB officers and the PNB directors. In this hour, we've heard from the treasurer, R. Pearl Martin, the vice chair, D.D. Halleck, the secretary, Jack DePalma, and listener director, Ralph Pointer. And now it's time to hear from you. We're taking your calls at 212-209-2877. Again, that number is 212-209-2877. We encourage new callers to join the conversation. And I just want to let you know that we're going to try something new today to accommodate as many listeners as possible to make sure we hear from a variety of people. There will be a 3-minute limit for each call. It can be 3 minutes of interaction with the LSB members or a 3-minute monologue, whatever you choose, but 3 minutes is the limit. Now we're going to pass it over to Reggie to line up the calls and play some music. and we're going to wait to hear from you.
We don't need any music. Reggie's gone, but we have two callers standing by already.
Sorry, I didn't realize that it was you, Max. Reggie was on earlier, so it's been a bit of a transition while I've been on the air.
Always is.
Harder to tell when you're not in studio. We've got a call or we're waiting for one?
We have several.
Amazing. All right, let's throw you on the air. You are live on the WBAI local station board report. What's your name and what's your question or comment? And please remember to keep this to 3 minutes. We're gonna hold firm on that.
This is me. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Good evening. Thank you for this report. I missed Dee Dee because I was getting off of the Zoom, but I heard Jack and everyone else after Jack. I'm a longtime listener. I worked at BAI for 10 years. I'm a former producer and former paid employee there. And I just want to thank Ralph specifically for what he said. I'm very, very concerned about the political change that's been going on the air at WBAI. It frightens me, and I'm very concerned about it. And I think that management needs to up the amount of time that this is discussed on the radio. That's one thing. Thanks, Jack, for limiting people to 3 minutes. I appreciate that. I also am concerned about the fact that I learned about 3 days ago that there's a producer, I think she's out in California, who is getting paid to pitch for the station. And as a paying member of the station, I don't want my money going to that payment of that person. So that needs to be made public to the listeners. I hope all the listeners heard what I just said. And, you know, contact management by phone or by email and let them know that we don't want our money going to that. I'm also deeply concerned about the fact that there's been a lot of program time changes for various programs, and it's very confusing, and it kind of prevents listeners from tuning into their programs because we're not given enough time to learn about those program time changes. I guess basically my my deepest concern is the political direction that Pacifica seems to be taken, and the tremendous absence on BAI of literal community radio. I hear a lot of reports. However, I don't hear it directly from members of various communities. And I work in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Brooklyn. They were hit the hardest with COVID when the city closed down. And I don't hear community voices on the radio. And it's very, very disappointing. And I'm tired of people getting on the radio and interviewing candidates for various offices because the listeners are not allowed to call and talk and ask questions of these same people. I don't know if my 3 minutes is up yet. I haven't been watching the clock, but if you guys want to respond, that's fine. If not, that's fine. The last thing I will say very quickly is that when you have Zoom LSB meetings, you know, online, you must change it so that when it's listener comment time, there is time for the LSB members to respond to those comments and answer questions. Because if it doesn't change, that's completely non-democratic. And that is not a BAI I want to give my money to. Thanks for listening. I'll hang up now.
Well, thank you for your contribution to the LSB couple-hour show here on WBAI. And I think we're going to move on to the next caller because it has been 3 minutes and we want to if you're calling in and you want one of the LSB members to respond, make sure that you keep your comments short because we're going to jump to each call every 3 minutes. So let's jump to the next call. You are live on WBAI on the local station board show. What's your name if you'd like to share, and what's your question or comment?
Yes. Hi, Jack. Thank you so much. This is Zabby, and I really don't need any responses from the people there. But I would say that Ralph Pinter should have his own half-hour radio show and pitch, and not only that, give these very important facts that he's giving. And indeed, community radio is so important. Ralph Nader just interviewed Tom Hartman, in fact, on his latest show. And it would be good to, talking about, unfortunately, how monopolies are monopolizing the airwaves. BBC Radio just did a wonderful show called The Worldwide Waves, all about community stations throughout the world. They seem to be surviving with some grants, but they seem to be surviving with just sometimes people who are so poor, and they're able to fight the polluters and the people who would like to, corporations who would like to destroy their habitat and their livelihoods. And so in any case, and that show aired on BBC Radio Worldwide Waves between February 16th and February 17th, I think. I listened to it in the AM. And so in any case, I will make a comment. I liked hearing from Jack Palma. I thank him for his work, and Sean Rhodes, as always. And everyone there, you know, is obviously well-intended, trying to do their best to help this station survive. And I liked, especially I'm with Mr. Pointer, that we have to support the five stations throughout the United States, make sure they all survive, because that's the only way we can affect any political change to help people and so forth. And however, I have been listening to R. Paul Martin before he said that he was muzzled and couldn't talk about the board meetings or anything to do with WBAI business. And so he wasn't able to share, but I used to listen to him when he did share and say what chaos all of the local board meetings were, and that they couldn't even hold them sometimes because of the chaos. And indeed, unfortunately, this democratic structure that is, you know, a great ideal doesn't seem
to I don't want to cut you off, but please wrap up your thought in the next few seconds. We just have to move on to the next.
Okay. I'm very upset with hearing about there's a March 31st. There's going to be a loan that Pacifica took out. I'm very sad to hear that we're $94,000 deficit. And I think that we should be asking Ralph Nader to help support us. He's a multimillionaire. And again, you need to get some money to help pay off some of these loans and stop taking more loans. And
well, thank you very much for your call. We're gonna. I'm sorry, but we're gonna have to move on to the next caller to make sure that we hear from a number of listeners. But I will second your point about Ralph. I would like to hear from more. I'd like to hear Ralph on the radio all the time. I was very inspired by his statement. So let's move on to the next caller. You are live on the local station board show. What's your name if you'd like to share, and what's your question and or comment for the LSB members?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah, great. This is Janet Coleman, and I just had a little producer at WBAI, just a little note about Lawrence Ferlinghetti, our most revered publisher, poet, and activist. And I wanted to say that when Ferlinghetti was in the naval services after he got out of college or before he went to graduate school, and wandered around wondering what to do with his life, he made his way to North Beach in San Francisco, and he began listening to the Pacifica Network. There's a station there, KPFA, our occasional enemy, a current enemy, but occasional friend, one of our sister stations. And it was through, he always said, he always gave credit to Pacifica for enlightening him post-war, after his experiences with the war, to converting to pacifism. And that is the main deal here of the Pacifica Network, and that is why it is so essential to us all. its basic belief is in finding ways to resolve conflicts among peoples and countries, places, and things. It's the one thing that is very difficult for us to do, and I sort of agree with the previous caller that it would be a little interesting for us to listen to the sources of our own conflicts at WBAI politically and on the LSB. It would be refreshing to hear more about what all of you do on the LSB rather than to hear so much about what programs you prefer, although that's always very interesting and entertaining. We really want to know what the LSB does, what it stands for, what the PNB is, and what it stands for, Pacifica National Board. It would be extremely helpful. I think that's about 2 minutes. Bye.
Well, thank you very much for your comment, and we're going to move on to the next caller, if we have one. You are live on WBAI's LSB show. What is your name, if you'd like to share, and what's your question and or comment?
Yeah, good evening. My name is Bob. I'm a longtime financial supporter of WBAI, so my question is very direct and succinct, so I would like a response, please. I read several times that there is a balloon payment of slightly more than $3 million that's due in April of this year, and I'd like probably, let's say, the first LIB person who reported, since he's the one who deals with finance, but also any other LIB members would be welcome, let's say, to respond. What is the status of that balloon payment? I mean, are there efforts made to try to push it back, to delay it, to try to restructure it? Because obviously that's would be a real problem, if there is no way to try to manage that that payment. Thank you.
I think that might be directed to me, Jack.
Go right ahead. Yes,
all right. Yeah. So, yes. There was a loan taken out some years ago because WBAI used to be at the Empire State Building, and they had an escalation clause in the contract to be there, and WBAI owed a huge amount of money and would have owed more and more amount of money, but we were able to get out of that. And the way we got out of that was we basically – paid Empire State Building a pile of money, and we had to take out a loan to get that much money. And so we're broadcasting from a different place now, Four Times Square. But we took out that loan, and it's about $3.2 million. And we have been paying interest on it for the past, 3 years. And so that loan is, last I heard, coming due March 31st. You're going to call it April 1st, March 31st, in there. And I don't have recent information. I have been asking and nothing new, but I can tell you this. There is on the Pacifica National Board a committee that is looking to figure out what to do about this. So it's not like nobody's paying attention to it. Also, you have to understand that with big loans and things like this, they don't necessarily want to let every last detail be known to everybody. I'm hoping that we're going to get some good news very soon, and maybe it'll be, maybe we can renew the loan or something like that. Also, I have to say, it was mentioned before about people trying to hijack Pacifica through the bylaws. One of them managed to interfere with the entity that has lent Pacifica the money. So I think there's some interesting stuff going on back and forth there. But right now, I am saying March 31st is the deadline I've heard about for the past, 3 years. And I'd like to hear if anything is happening. I will understand if it turns out that at the PNB level, they're still negotiating and stuff like that and don't want
to. I don't want to cut you off, Arpad. Yeah. I just want to make sure we get to the rest of the,
all right,
the listeners. So if you just want to wrap it up quick.
Wrapped up real quick. $3.2 million due. I'm hoping that that is going to change and it's going to be renewed or something. That's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that question, and thank you for that answer, R. Paul. I just want to remind our listeners that we are taking calls at 212-209-2877. Again, that number is 212-209-2877. Let's go to our next caller. We've got a time for a couple more in this hour, and we'll be hearing from more listeners in the next hour. But what is your name and what is your comment or question for the LSB members who are here?
Judith Ackerman, longtime participant and supporter and love. It's my lifeline. I have this idea. We have to make more money, and there are people that have things of value that they would like to offer as premiums, and we should do something in that manner. For example, I have a rare record collection of spoken word albums that the old Cadman albums and other albums that are very valuable records. And if people would pledge then to get those things, then we get the thing of the listener that wants to donate to the person who offers money to support the station. We got to do some heavy brainstorming about ways to raise money for the station, creative ways. Because we used to have that wonderful thing that Bernard White would have on Christmas time where they had a hall and they'd raise a lot of money with a lot of people bringing things and people coming to buy the things. So let's see what we can do. Thank you. I'll get off and listen.
Well, thank you very much for that call. And we definitely need to be bringing in more money and thinking about innovative strategies.
I'd just like to say that I'm working exactly on that. There's an auction, a professional auction guy who's fantastic and who's going to donate, and who we can, there's some paintings that may be provided, and I'd like to help you get in touch with me, Susan Ackerman, and that sounds really good, and that's exactly the kind of thing I thought would be useful.
Well, thank you for that, Dee Dee, and yeah, I think there are some experiments in membership drives that hopefully will have some results for you. Some members of the LSB are working right now and trying to build up some membership organizations. So hopefully we'll update you that on that within the next few months. Let's go to one more caller. You are live on the WBAI LSB report. What's your name if you'd like to share, and what is your question or comment?
Sure. Doug Blessington, Staten Island. Listener since about 2005. Well, actually since 1999 when Democracy Now! Came on air. Enjoy the programs. As an aside, possibly a bazaar in what this last conversation was about. A bazaar, could be held bi-monthly, something of that nature. People bringing in things, because you'd be surprised at these yard sale kind of things there, what kind of money you can pick up. Anyway, listen, I was wondering, Nielsen has a rating of, you know, viewership and listenership, and I hear that on different radio stations, you know, we get so many listeners. I've never heard on WBAI, what exactly is the listenership? I find that when I call in, I'm able to get in most of the time, so I'm wondering how many people are actually involved in listening to the station and what we could do to actually increase the listenership. Do you have actual numbers? I'd like to hear actual numbers and any plans for increasing listenership. I mean, we have a 50,000-watt station.
Would anyone like to address that question?
I could say something about it.
Please.
Okay. We do get the Nielsens. They're not being – management isn't publishing them these days. Another person has gotten – a guy named – I guess I can mention his name – Jim Dingman has been getting the information as much as he can. I don't know that he has the current information, but he certainly has information going back a few years. the basic bottom line is the precise number isn't as important as the fact that we are very, very low. We need to get more listeners, and that's it. That if we could double our listenership, we wouldn't have the financial problems. Okay. And that's that. So, that's a part of what we need to do. We don't have enough listeners. We're in the last I saw, we were in the 0.1% range, which is not a good range. We need to get more listeners, and that's it.
How about taking out an ad in papers?
Well, I can say from knowing people who went from PAI to commercial radio, ads are done to stroke the ego of the person they're pushing. And that's what the people who were in commercial radio told me, who were on the ads. You could see them on the side of a bus. And it doesn't really get anything because, again, commercial radio really pays attention to these things because that's how they get their money. It's a different way of doing it from us. But, yeah, they say ads like that, they don't do it. Ads on this medium, possibly. But ads in the newspaper, you'll get a little bit of something, but not much. And, yeah, there's that. But any publicity would be good.
Any thoughts from any of the panelists about how to increase it?
Well, if you hear a program that you think is terrific, what you should call, you should right away go to social media, Facebook or Instagram, and promote it for us. I mean, we can do our... You know, our listeners should, it's like a, you know, the spread the word. So please, if you hear a good program at a particular time, please spread the word. And I think we have more, one interesting fact is that On the Count is listened to by more prisoners probably than any radio in the country. So I think some of our listeners probably aren't counted by Nielsen. So we also have to take that into account.
That's a great point, too. And this hour of the local station board show, we're going to be continuing in the next hour with new members of the local station board. But I just want to thank Dee Dee, Jack, Ralph, and R. Paul for joining us in this hour and for making some really great contributions and comments. We are, before we get to that next hour, I just also want to make some announcements about both the local station board and the Pacifica National Board. The contact information for the local station board, or if you want to hear past LSB radio shows, you can visit www.wbai.org/lsbindex.php. Again, that is wbai.org/lsbindex.php. And there are a number of meetings coming up this month. And so I just want to inform you about that. And in order to get teleconference access, you can go to kpftx.org. Again, that is kpftx.org. In the three upcoming meetings that will be streamed on Thursday, February 25th at 8:30 p.m. is the PNB meeting. Wednesday, March 10th at 7 p.m. is the WBAI LSB meeting. And then Wednesday, March 17th at 7 p.m. is the WBAI Finance Committee meeting. So once again, I just want to thank all of the LSB members who have come on this hour, all of the listeners who have been tuning in. If you're on the line, you'll get a chance to chime in the next hour. We're going to open the phone lines again at 8:30 or so. This has been Jack Devine, and I'm about to be right back on the air in a couple minutes.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, the Pacifica mission calls for radio that fosters understanding amongst nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
It's 8:01 here on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and we're streaming at www.wbai.org. This is the first report of 2021 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting the LSB officers and the PNB directors. In this second hour, we'll hear from the chair, Carolyn McIntyre.
Hello.
A listener director, Alex Steinberg, who is also the chair of the I gave a pause a little too early. Alex is also the chair of the PNB. And then
hi, everybody.
Staff director, Sean Rhodes.
Good evening.
And the other listener director, James Sagerton, who was unable to join us today, but he'll be on a future show. So let's start this hour with the LSB chair, Carolyn McIntyre.
Thank you, Jack Devine, and thank you, Reggie Johnson, and Max Schmid, and Sean, and everybody who helped bring this show about so that we can connect more with listeners. I'm Carolyn McIntyre, and I'm the current chair of the WBAI LSB, which stands for Local Station Board. One of the listeners who commented in the last hour said they didn't even know what LSB stood for. It stands for the Local Station Board. Every station has a local station board. And at those local station board meetings, which meet once a month, every year we elect members of our local station board to represent us at the meetings that Pacific and National Board has. And there are multiple committees, and I'll just mention them since people were asking about this in the last hour. Like, this PNB stands for Pacific and National Board. The Pacific and National Board provides the governance for the entire network. WBAI Local Station Board provides a membership to that, and we also provide governance on the local level. The Pacifica National Board has an audit committee that is currently overseeing the audits that you heard about. The Pacifica National Board has a governance committee that oversees issues of governance for the entire network. We also provide representatives for a programming committee and for an elections committee. And we have an election coming up this year. So any of you who are interested in becoming a member and joining the local station board, please let us know. And I'm going to give you my email at the end of this so that you can let us know if you're interested for running for a seat on the local station board. There's a committee of inclusion that we also provide representatives to. And then there are task forces, the technology task force looking at current technology, affiliates task force, which reaches is to be reaching out to affiliates in the network. And then there's a development task force. Here on the local level, we provide a fundraising task force. Dee Dee Halleck is on that task force. You heard her speak in the last hour about a little bit about some of the fundraising efforts, and we'll be hearing more about that. There's a town hall task force that organizes town hall meetings, and there's an outreach task force. So the local station board meets once a month. We provide staffing for these various committees and task forces. And in terms of locally, what I can tell you is that the local station board not very long ago completed a management evaluation process, a lengthy process, and sent the approved report to the Pacifica interim executive director. Other people here, Sean is going to be mentioning some other things that the LSB is doing. In October, when we were shut down by John Vernial and a factional group, and they tried to put us out of business, we did things like I came to the station the next day, and we were helping to rebuild right away. We got access to the property. We worked very quickly. We had meetings, even though the station was shut down for a month. We passed resolutions condemning what had happened. We showed up in court. We had a weekly show to talk about the bylaws changes and to fight that. Other things we've done is one of our board members, Safia Albedi, organized some meetings to look at different database management services. And what came out of that was a migration to a system called Allegiance that some of our other stations are using, which will help us target our fundraising efforts better and clean up our database. So at these monthly meetings, and our next one is going to be March 10th, they are posted on the KPFX Pacifica calendar, and you can go to that on the internet and find out when our monthly meetings are. And of course, they're on Zoom, so you can join them. And then in terms of what's happening at WBAI, I can let you know that our staff and management worked very hard to provide remote programming during this pandemic. And I will say that some of the other stations in the network have still to this day have not really integrated remote programming, and very important in this COVID time so that we can continue to be there for you and provide, clear sound and programming. And our management and staff is very lean. We only have about six.
Carolyn, I don't mean to interrupt, but can you just please wrap up in the next 30 seconds or so?
Sure. So much more I'd love to say, but you can help us by donating, getting your friends to donate, and email me at cemac62@aol.com for fundraising ideas. And if you want to run for a seat on the board, we will be having elections this year. I can help guide you through the process of running to join the local station board. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Carolyn McIntyre, for that report. Now let's hear from listener and director and PNB chair, Alex Steinberg.
Thank you, Jack. I'm going to try to give you a rundown of what's been going on the Pacifica National Board. First of all, the new 2021 Pacifica National Board was seated in late January of this year. I was elected chair of the PNB. Senator Rawline, a listener representative from our Houston station, was elected vice chair. And Polina Vasilia from our Los Angeles station was elected as a non-voting secretary. In my capacity of chair, I have been working to reach out to directors and others from the different listening areas. I work closely with our executive director, with the WBI general manager and program director, and with our CFO, and with our legal counsel, Arthur Schwartz. Getting back to what's going on the PNB, and not simply what I've been doing, we held elections for committee positions on the PNB, and this is very important because the committees are what does the nuts and bolts of all the work that the Pacifica National Board is involved with. And we have completed the populating the Finance Committee, the Strategic Planning Committee, the Personnel Committee, and the Coordinating Committee. We're still waiting for non-directors to be seated by the local station boards for the Governance Committee, the Programming Committee, the Audit Committee, and the Elections Committee. Let me give you a rundown of what I believe to be the highest priority items on the to-do list of the National Board and what I think we've accomplished. Number one on our priority list is renegotiating the big loan. That loan that you all heard about, it's $3.1 million, and it's coming due very soon. Number two is completion of the 2019 and 2020 audits. Number three, we are in the middle of and have to complete some necessary cuts at our Los Angeles station due to the fact that they've been running some very severe deficits and we are simply not able to sustain those. We're also trying to straighten out a problem with the tax exempt status of our California and Texas stations. They have getting a large tax bill that should either be greatly reduced or completely forgiven once we straighten this stuff out. This has been an ongoing legal issue for like the last year, and it's still in the works. Let me tell you what I think we've accomplished. First of all, we completed or are shortly in the process of completing the budgets of all our eight business units. This is the first time in years that we've been able to do this. And thanks to the Finance Committee, we have completed a new formula for central services that is more equitable to WBAI. And central services, in case you don't know it, is the portion of the money we raise that goes to Pacifica's national office for all kinds of expenses that that are necessary for the operation of Pacifica. We also completed the outline of a strategic plan to bring Pacifica into a financially sustainable place. Our executive director, working closely with our CFO and Netta, that's the account team that we have, has successfully applied for and received a PPP loan. That's the Payment Protection Program of the federal government. The loan was also forgiven when it was demonstrated that we met all the mandated requirements established by the Small Business Administration for forgiving the loan. We also applied for and received a second installment of the PPP loan. Those funds are currently being used to pay our payroll expenses for 2.5 months as they are mandated. Since the stations are relieved of financing their own payroll, we are able to build up a reserve fund to handle other expenses. Finally, we did complete our 2018 audit, and we are nearing completion of the 2019 audit. We are currently in negotiations with our lender for the big loan. I cannot provide you any details of those negotiations, however. Other issues facing the National Board, we have some legal issues. For one thing, we are being sued by a director and two delegates from KPFA, our Berkeley station. I am also personally being sued. I'm not allowed to speak about the lawsuit I am involved in, but I can tell you that the lawsuit against Pacifica is without any merit whatsoever and is simply being used by the people that are suing us as a form of harassing
Pacifica. Alex, I don't mean to interrupt, but can you please wrap up in the next 30 seconds or so? Thank you.
I am almost done. Finally, I want to let you know that we received the petition from New Day Pacifica. That's the group that wants to overturn our bylaws and saddle us with a new undemocratic set of bylaws in which we will lose any kind of local input into programming or management. This is not exactly a PNB matter, but it's a serious challenge to Pacifica as a whole and to WBAI, because we know that if this bylaws referendum passes, WBAI will be in jeopardy. There are people who want to see it sold. So all the WBAI directors are committed to defeating this referendum, and we're about to launch a major campaign to make sure that happens.
Well, thank you, Alex Steinberg, for that report. It is 8:15 here on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and we're streaming at www.wbai.org. Normally at this time, you'd be listening to Out FM, but that is not on today. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine, and I'm your facilitator today. And this month, we're presenting the LSB officers and PNB directors. You just got through listening to PNB listener director and Alex Steinberg. Now let's hear from staff director Sean Rhodes.
Thank you, Jack. Much like I did for the December 2020 LSB show, I'm going to focus on both local and national matters for my report. In December, I cited three things that the LSB had done in 2020 to fulfill its duties per the Pacifica bylaws, one of which was the creation of the Ad Hoc Program Director Search Subcommittee. That's what Carolyn was referencing earlier when she said I would give a report on that. For the December show, I said that the committee was about to post the ads and the job description far and wide. I can now report that those ads have been placed on various websites and in various publications, colleges, and universities far and wide. And to date, we've received 71 resumes. For those who are interested in applying or know of someone who would make a great candidate, please visit either WBAI.org or Pacifica.org. The ad is prominently displayed in both places, and the deadline is now Friday, April 16th. Also in December, I spoke about how a group of people tried to place Pacifica into receivership. That's one of the items Alex was just talking about. At that time, I said that the judge had denied their request for a temporary restraining order, but the case was still winding its way through the legal system. Where we are now is that Pacifica's legal counsel will move to have the case dismissed as the people who brought the suit, A, don't have their facts straight, B, don't have standing to even bring such a case. As was mentioned by R. Paul in the first hour, in terms of getting our financial matters in order so that we can complete our audits, at the February 18th PNB meeting, budgets for both WBAI and our Washington station, KPFK, were passed, which are good things. That all of that will contribute to demonstrate that we have our financial affairs in order so that we can ultimately regain our Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or as they call it, CPB funding. Finally, the radio committee had a meeting with Linda Perry on February 3rd and discussed implementing some changes to the show, the result of which you're hearing tonight. 3 minutes per caller, transition music coming out of 1 hour going into the next hour, and transition music going into the callers. So when we open the phone lines in a little while, please feel free to share with us your thoughts about those changes. So as you can see, the LSB continues to take care of business in the new year. And that concludes my report.
Well, thank you, Sean Rhodes, for that report. And before we transition into the listener caller segment, I just want to give the members of the local station board that we have here a chance to respond to each other's reports. So does anyone want to chime in with any questions or comments, reflections about the reports that we just heard?
I'd like to say a couple of more things about the attempt to put Pacifica into receivership. Not only does the charges that the people make have no merits whatsoever, but it's really a case of sometimes called in the legal language malicious prosecution, because they know they have no case and yet they're taking this to court anyway and forcing us. Even though they know that they have no chance of winning in court, they're forcing us to pay legal bills to defend ourselves. And this is really completely unconscionable. And I'm totally outraged, as I know most of the directors on the board are. One of the directors, however, is directly involved in this lawsuit.
May I speak? May I speak?
Ralph, I didn't know you were still here. If you'd like to, I mean, we've got 10 minutes until the listener caller segment is supposed to begin. So if you'd like
I'll
to chime
very
in.
Brief. And my answer is to Alex, it's called sabotage. Don't be afraid to say what it is, because if you say what it is correctly, you may find the answer. If you don't tell it correctly, you will not find the answer. We have been sabotaged. And let's understand that. And let's fight the saboteurs the way that it must be done. We must call them out, because it is very crucial at this particular time in history that community radio not only exists, but gets stronger. We're very weak in terms of information to the people. We are being beaten by the right wing. They have their stations and they're lamenting one of the worst disinformation people. I don't know if he was the worst. He was pretty bad. Rush was pretty bad. And so we have a chance to tell the truth. We can't let it slip through our fingers by giving in to saboteurs. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you for that comment, Ralph. We're happy that you're still around. Does anyone have any additional responses to that comment, to the reports that we've had? Please chime in.
I would like to just add to what Ralph is saying, that we are stronger when we all have each other's back, when we stand together, when we recognize that when people try to attack with unrelenting criticism, undermining, and that kind of, how can I describe it, lashing out that's constant or keeping us busy answering questions that, you know, we know are making baseless claims, but they keep us busy. Unfortunately, some of the PNB, a fair amount of their time is spent fending off some of these baseless claims or accusations or demands and threats that we often know are really sometimes people just there to make us dysfunctional and make the system not work, because it does drive a certain amount of people away to be helping this station and then also be constantly attacked. So we are stronger if we help each other and we don't attack each other and we don't criticize or undermine each other. And we understand that we're all here because we care, because we do want all the voices heard.
Well, thank you for that. Those comments, Carolyn. Does anyone else have anything to add in the next few minutes?
If nobody else, I'd like to add a thing. If nobody else wants to say anything, I just want to say that the finally settling on a new formula for the central services is a really big deal, because it shows that the station, it's one big positive, because it shows that the stations can come together and work out what was, to some of them, this was a compromise, but they came up with a formula that's much fairer to the smaller stations, much fairer to WBAI than had been in the past, much fairer to KPFT, the Houston station, and WPFW. And I commend everybody on the national board, and particularly on the finance committee, who came together to do that. And it shows that it is possible to come together as long as people have, first of all, they have to have good intentions, and they have to have an agenda that is not a hidden agenda, but that's openly stated. The problem we've been facing is we've been dealing with people who have a hidden agenda, who claim that they are for Pacifica, but really are working in a very destructive manner. They are, however, a very small fraction of the national board this year, which I'm happy to report. And I'm very optimistic that we will be able to come together throughout the year and make some real advances in Pacifica.
Well, thank you for those comments, Alex. Ralph, you were on the last hour, but I'll give you the final word here if no one else wants to chime in.
Thank you so much. I am confident that we will win because many years ago, my mother said, it's a mighty ill wind that doesn't blow some good. We have the ill wind of the coronavirus. But what has been done with the coronavirus? Lydia Gazon, our leader, has taken the funds for that and put us back in the ballgame. I am confident that we will win because we have the winners on our side. Thank you for that time.
Well, thank you, Ralph, for those comments. And thank you, Carolyn, Sean, and Alex for your reports and further comments. I just, before we get to our listener calls, I just want to remind our listeners that what you're tuning into is a special institution, a community radio station that is rooted in our listener membership. And that this is so crucial for keeping us the airwaves, and that you're never going to hear something like this in the corporate media or on maybe other quote unquote public stations like NPR that are not democratic in any way at all. This station, WBAI, has an internal democratic structure. You can become a participant by becoming a listener member. All that takes is $25 every year, and then you get voting rights to elect listener representatives to the local station board, people that you're hearing from tonight. So if you want to become an active member of this station, a participant in this democratic community that we have here at WBAI, you can do that either by calling in at 516-620-3602. Again, that number is 516-620-3602. Give a donation of $25 or more, and then you become a eligible participant in the election process here at WBAI for the local station board. Also, you can go to give to WBAI.org. Or if you want to become a kind of recurrent contributor, you want to, you know, attach yourself to a show, a program that you really like on the station, something like that I'm the host and producer of Revolutions Per Minute, but it doesn't have to be that. We have Out FM is normally on in that hour. If you want to be a buddy for Out FM, go to WBAI.org, get on the website. The buddy option is right there on the front. Become a contributor. So you can be a monthly contributor to the station. And then you are definitely going to become a listener member, an eligible participant over time once that $5 you contribute every month gets to $25. But then you're a steady supporter and a really active contributor in the WBAI community. So please either call 516-620-3602 or go to give to WBAI.org, or just go to WBAI.org to become a contributor and an active participant in this crucial community radio station that is exceptional in the sense that it has this democracy. It is 8:28 here on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. We're also streaming at WBAI.org. This is a report from WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine, and I'm your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting the LSB officers and the PNB directors. In this hour, we've heard from the LSB chair, Carolyn McIntyre, and PNB directors Alex Steinberg and Sean Rhodes. And now it's our time to hear from you. We're taking your calls at 212-209-2877. As I said in the first hour, we encourage new callers to join in this conversation. And I want to let you know that we're trying something new today. To accommodate as many listeners as possible, there will be a 3-minute limit for each call. It can be 3 minutes of interaction with LSB members where you ask a question, and within that 3 minutes, the LSB members have a chance to respond. Or if you just want to talk for 3 minutes, give a little monologue on the air, then you can do that as well. But 3 minutes is the limit. Now we are going to give our engineer time to get some dial-in music, but I believe we have a caller on the air. I know Sean wanted to emphasize that transition period, but I don't know if it's all right. Max just sent us in right away last time. I wasn't there at the last LSB meeting for this final decision, though.
All right, just bear in mind, we only have this one caller. I will put him on.
Go ahead, go for it.
Well, thank you very much. You are live on WBAI's LSB report. What is your name and what's your comment and or question? Keep it to 3 minutes, please, remember.
Hi, my name is Fred Sand. I just wanted to know, I live like 2 or 3 blocks from your radio station near Atlantic Avenue. And I have 3 things basically on mind. I believe one thing you should try to do is try to be more on social media, like this is YouTube. And since it's free, if you could post a lot of your shows. And another thing is, like, you could try to do some seasonal things, like maybe you get a few artists together, a few singers, a few poets, and you put together like a special show that you could distribute it. And also the other thing is have like a gift shop, you know, WBAI t-shirts, if you have WBAI masks, you have WBAI t-shirts, and maybe WBAI towels, WBAI jackets and stuff like that. In other words, like a merchandise store, and the way I see it is somebody wears that. That's also good advertising. Keep up the good job. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for your comments. I just want to remind our listeners that the phone lines are open. We're taking your calls at 212-209-2877. Again, that number is 212-209-2877. Does anybody want to respond to the listener's call?
Yeah, Fred, it was a little hard for us to hear you. I think what I heard you say is that, you know, you're making some beautiful suggestions on fundraising, like having singers and artists, events and shows and selling jackets or, you know, ways to advertise. I know on the website we sell a few things like hats and WBI hats and mugs and things. But these are great suggestions. I know right now with COVID, it's been difficult, but please feel free to email me because I'm not sure if we heard everything you said, but my email is cemac62@aol.com with those suggestions.
Well, thank you, Carolyn, for responding to that comment. And do we have any other callers on the line?
Well, there are two just coming in. There's only one, but I'll put them on.
Perfect. Thank you. And just a reminder to our listeners that you can call in at 212-209-2877. You are live on the WBAI LSB show. What's your name and what's your comment and or question? Please remember to keep it to 3 minutes.
Ed Coffin from Staten Island. I'm a sustainer and a donor. A suggestion on publicity, do some reciprocity. Hold on one second. My radio's drowning my other ear out. A suggestion on publicity, obviously, like DSA and Met Council and lots of other organizations have radio shows that help publicize their work on WBAI. Does WBAI put like some sort of a page or something or connection to DSA websites and Met Council websites and so forth so that all the people who go to those organizations' websites go, oh, yeah, DSA has a show, Revolutions Per Minute. And so WBAI would get that publicity just like DSA gets publicity through the show on WBAI. You know, reciprocity. One hand washes the other. I don't know. It's a suggestion.
Well, thank you very much for the comment. I'm hosting, but I might be the perfect person to respond specifically to that as one of the hosts of NYC DSA's show. We are working in a number of ways to get more DSA members to sign up as buddies as part of the become part of the WBAI community. So this is something that we're absolutely pushing. We make sure to always reference when we're putting out the show in our own network. We have our own podcasting network that we run. We're telling people to get involved with WBAI. So we're always in a lot of different ways on our Twitter accounts and a variety of places, trying to drive more and more people, not just to be listeners of WBAI, but become active members of WBAI's democratic process. This is a really crucial thing for us. And we see WBAI as a crucial institution to not only defend, but to fight and organize to make it live up to its a great potential. So thank you very much for that call. I want to give some other listeners a chance to
thank you
to
very
chime
much
in.
For listening.
Thank you so much. Do we have any other callers on the line? Reminder that number is 212-209-2877. Again, that number is 212-209-2877.
Here's the last caller for now.
Thank you very much. You are live on WBAI's local station board show. What's your name and question and or comment? Please remember to keep it to 3 minutes.
Okay. Hi, good evening. My name is Sarah Kleppner. I'm calling from New Jersey. I want to reiterate a suggestion that I've made a couple times, and I'd love to hear the comments now, that the station really should focus on being a radio station, but a people's radio station, which is one that relies on listeners to help publicize. So it's a dual phenomenon. Listeners, the existing listeners should be asked to help publicize the existence of the station. We can make PDFs available on the website to be printed, quarter-size sheets, quarter-size things that can be printed and cut into quarter pages and distributed on it on the listeners' daily and weekly and monthly outings. And this will serve a dual purpose in increasing the listenership, increasing the funding of the station through the people. And that's it. I hope we can enact this. I was in touch with station management about this a little while ago, and I can reach out again, but I'd like to hear people's thoughts on this now because it doesn't seem to be happening yet. And thank you all for your very good work. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for that comment. We've got a couple minutes until the next caller if somebody wants to respond.
I would like to say we absolutely would want and encourage you, Sarah, and everybody to help publicize WBAI on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, anything that you're doing. I'm not quite sure what you were suggesting, if I caught it all. Do you mean like a PDF that people could download that would be on the website? Or maybe somebody else understood this better, but maybe that sounds like a good idea to me, but maybe you could help me understand what that would look like.
This is Sean. That is what she was saying.
Okay. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to make a note of it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Caroline, for responding, and thank you, Sean, for that clarification, and thank you to the caller. Do we have another caller that is waiting to get on the air?
Well, we have one caller on the line, and three more are now calling in that I need to answer, so
perfect. All right. Just a reminder, the number is 212-209-2877. Caller, you are live on WBAI's local station board report. What's your name and question or comment? Please remember to keep it to 3 minutes. Thank you.
Hi. I'm just going to keep that anonymous, but I love you guys. Thank you. Keep up the great work. And I wanted to say one thing, but then that chick called before. I like to hand out flyers, and I find that exactly what she's talking about is something that I've suggested before, but English on one side and Spanish on the other, and 4 to a page, so it's a quarter of the size of a regular piece of paper. People on the streets are 4 times more likely to take something that's smaller than bigger, from my experience in handing out flyers, because they view it as less of a space invasion. And if you say free ticket, and talk to the people less, And if you say not an ad, not an ad, they're way more likely to take it. The last thing that is really what I was calling was because Robert Knight bought a billboard once, and I hear that they're going for pretty good prices these days. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you very much. I think we all appreciate the love. Does anyone on the board want to respond to that comment briefly?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm really happy to hear somebody mention the late, great Robert Knight, one of my favorite WBAI producers, and we miss him terribly.
Yeah, thank you for that comment. It always helps to hear the support and the appreciation, and we appreciate you for listening and calling in and your suggestions that I'm making a note of.
Well, thank you very much, Alex and Carolyn, for responding to the caller, and thank you to the caller for the suggestions and the love and the shout out. So let's move on to our next listener caller. What is your name and what's your comment or question? And then feel free to remain anonymous like some of the other callers.
Hello.
Hey, you are live on WBAI. Yeah, okay. Listener.
Yes, the LSP like show. Yes, I'd like to make a suggestion. And my suggestion is all intended for good. So I hope you don't misunderstand what I'm about to say. What I'm about to say is this. You all do some, you know, the premiums. You know, I am a strong advocate. I love the station, and I would really like to continue contributing because my way of contributing is to the premium. But you know the problem I have? You place a premium, and if, like, you place three premiums, sometimes you just get one, or sometimes you get none, but they take out the money. And if you do have to get maybe even two of the three, there is nobody you can call. You call the station, nobody answers. You send emails, no response. You contact Linda Perry by text mail. She just texts you back and says she doesn't answer that. And, you know, when I be putting out like $300-$400, and then I'm not getting my premiums, and if it does come, it will come like about 3-4 months down the road. Now, a lot of people been having problems with that, and I know that this station can do better. So I suggest that you guys have to do something better than that. You can't be telling the public, oh, you got to get the money then to buy the premiums. No, I mean, you got to do something better than that, because I would really love, I mean, there is nobody to call or to, if you have an issue with your premiums. But they take out the money instantly because, and I not only have the experience, I give my money to other family members to do it for me, and they have the same problem. So I would like some improvement in that area. Please address that. Either give us a phone number, somewhere you can call, because that extension number 4, when you call the radio station, that never comes on. And even if you leave a message there, nobody calls you back. So please address this, because I would really love to continue taking these premiums, but I want to get my premiums.
Well, thank you very much for raising that concern. Does anyone want to respond just very briefly to that comment?
I think that's very frustrating to order a premium and not get it, and it's a terrible chronic problem. And, you know, I'm happy to take or you can email me and I will pass it on, cemac62@aol.com. Yeah, it's a terrible chronic problem. And I think, unfortunately, it may have even gotten worse during COVID because people have not been allowed to go to the station. And unfortunately, our own general manager is doing some of the work of the premium. So anyway, I think, Alex, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I feel for you. I feel for people who are looking forward to their premiums and not getting it, or they're not getting it on time. But you also have to try to put this into context. We are relying on volunteers to do this. We don't have the budget to have like a full-time director of premiums or anything like that. So what happens is our general manager is actually mailing out premiums part of the time. He comes into the station two or three times a week, primarily to do that. The other stuff he has to do, he can do remotely, but he comes into the station to do that. Plus, we have two very dedicated volunteers, one of whom is practically working full-time without any pay to make sure that the premiums get out. So try to look at that side of it. And if anybody is interested in volunteering to assist us with the premium, getting out the premiums, please let us know.
Well, thank you very much, Carolyn and Alex, for your response to the listener's concern. And just also want to let listeners know that they can email premiums@wbai.org. Again, that is premiums@wbai.org with their concerns related to not receiving the premiums. And I believe people are working to get this adjusted. And hopefully with a bigger budget sometime in the future, it will be easier to manage that sort of system. And I want to get to our next caller. You are live on WBAI LSB Report. What is your name and what is your comment or question?
Hi, my name's Russell, the caller that people love to hate. I don't know if you're familiar. The woman said that handing out flyers is a good idea. I agree, but people in Manhattan won't even let you get 6 feet within them, so you could forget about that, maybe putting them on lamp poles, which is technically illegal. But I'd like to bring up, some of us would like to recognize what's going on with Bob Pass. I think it's inexcusable that nobody's addressing what's going on with Bob. I mean, I think you should go into that. I'd like to say that callers are usually allowed the last 5 to 8 minutes in a show, 2 to 3 callers, and then no one calls in at all. So that's what the problem is. It's listener-sponsored, but you really don't want to hear from anybody. People call in all the time and say, tell a host to hang up on Russell because they disagree with what he's saying. And you know what? The hosts, they take questions from me. I don't give my personal biography, my confessions, my feelings. But what happens if I give one or two questions that are hammer questions, they either hang up, and then they forget what I said, okay? And, gee, we really couldn't hear you. So that's just my contribution, that BAI's really got to become more accountable. And I think if the general manager is handling premiums, that's not a good use of his time. Get volunteers who are competent. Thanks very much for hearing me out. And I also hear David Rothenberg is stockpiling the masks. That's where they're going. I'm only kidding.
Well, thank you for that comment. And just to address your concern with Bob Fass, Bob Fass with Radio Unnameable is recuperating and will be back in a few weeks. The station is working to get his sometime co-host, Bill Propp, to broadcast in the interim. So be on the lookout for that. We've got a few more callers on the line. We want to make sure that we get to them. So you are live on WBAI Listener Report. Please keep your comment as brief as you can. We have a 3-minute limit, but if you can do it quicker than that, that would be great so we can get to the other callers. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Anita, and I'm calling from New Jersey. And I first wanted to thank the WBAI group for doing a marvelous job. I appreciate this station so very much. However, I feel that it's very important to try to improve the support staff, and I guess maybe I should volunteer to help with this. The other day, I called WBAI 4 times trying to pay for a premium, and I was constantly disconnected. Well, 4 times I was disconnected. And then I left my home phone and looked for someone to call me. No one called me. I remember... maybe a year and a half ago, my credit card number had changed, and I delayed in becoming a WBAI buddy again. And I said, this is a weakness within our system, wherein someone needs, it's important to call folks to say, do you still want to be a WBAI buddy? So that we're not losing hundreds of dollars needlessly, where the person does want to continue to support the station but has not taken the time to start having money withdrawn automatically again. So I'm just saying,
try to support, put more effort into maintaining the WBI buddies that you have. And just, as I said, just try to call folks back. And I will look into becoming a volunteer so I can help with that. That's it.
Well, thank you very much for your comment. And if you want to follow up on looking to volunteer, please email radio@wbai.org. Again, that is radio@wbai.org. And the programming director will get back to you.
Okay.
So let's move on to our next caller. Please keep it brief. We've only got a few more minutes in the show. We want to make sure to get it to as many callers as possible. You are live on WBAI. What's your name? What's your comment or question?
Yes, hi. Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Good evening. Thank you all for your good work. My name is Mark from Brooklyn. I'm a longtime listener, a longtime donor, a longtime volunteer. But I was wondering to address the issue of, say, the loans that you owe and the major money you need, I was wondering if you had ever considered someone approaching major donors or if you have that already. Cause I know you've been associated with some major celebrities along the way, people like Susan Sarandon or Spike Lee or Danny Glover, Jane Fonda, people like that. And there are a lot of people around with a lot of money. So for a loan like $3 million, for some of these people, it really is not a lot of money at all. And, I heard Tom Hartman interviewed by Ralph Nader on Saturday morning talk about the dearth of liberal media on the radio, with a lot of conservative talk shows like WOR, WABC, The Answer 97, et cetera. There's plenty of them. But there are maybe people who would help liberal media, people like Michael Bloomberg, for example. I believe he donated $500 million to the Florida presidential campaign for President Biden. So there's major money around. $3 million is not a lot. So I was wondering if you had anybody addressing an effort to major donors. So that's my question. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
I can speak to that if you want.
Yeah, Alex, just if you can do it in a minute. Thank you. We've got to wrap up.
Okay. Of course, we have over the years made various efforts to approach major donors, but it is not a simple matter to approach a major donor. For one thing, you have to go through their handlers. There's no such thing as a major donor. Maybe somebody has some Harry Belafonte's phone number, but I don't have it. You have to go through their managers or whatever. And the first thing they ask you is, can we look at your books or your audits up to date, things like that. So we've had a lot of problems precisely because we've been in financial disarray for a long time. And that's why one of the top priorities, I'd even say the top priority of the board, is to get us caught up on our audits and get our financial affairs in order. Because once we do that, then we're in a much better position to approach major donors, to approach foundations for grants, and also the doors would open up to us that are right now closed.
Well, thank you for those comments, Alex, and responding to the caller. Just to reiterate, the data system is being reorganized, and certain donors will be approached. But as Alex emphasized, there are a lot of problems dealing with major donors, and a lot of them probably wouldn't like what they the sort of critiques that are heard on this station. And as we've been saying throughout, this is a people-powered station. We need to make sure that is an emphasis, and there's also emphasis here on peace. And I don't know if that's peace and liberalism don't exactly go hand in hand, but I'll reserve any further political commentary.
I rather doubt we'd get anything from Mr. Bloomberg, given our politics and given his politics.
I would have to agree with that statement, and we have to wrap up the show, but I just want to thank the LSB chair and the PNB directors for participating in this hour, giving their great reports and talking with the listeners. I want to thank all the LSB members that were on the previous hour. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and everyone who called in. This is a really, really important program, and it really emphasizes what makes WBAI a different sort of media organization than corporate media and some of the so-called public radio stations. So I just want to, before we go, I just want to make a few announcements. If you're looking to contact the local station board or hear past LSB radio shows, you can go to wbai.org/lsbindex.php. There's a number of upcoming meetings, and if you would like to check out those meetings, the full schedule is available on kpftx.org. Again, that is kpftx.org. Those meetings are the PNB meeting, which is on Thursday, February 25th at 8:30 p.m., the WBAI-LSB meeting, which is Wednesday, March 10th at 7 p.m., and the WBAI Finance Committee meeting, which is Wednesday, March 17th at 7 p.m. Again, I just want to thank everyone who came on air. The next LSB report will air Wednesday, March 31st from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and will be presented by various members of the LSB. So keep an ear out for that announcement. I just want to give a special thanks to Linda Perry, We Only Want the World, and Out FM for the use of this airtime, our engineers, Reggie Johnson and Max Schmid, and for their assistance, and Catherine Davis for making the Zoom reservation. Thank you to everyone who came on the air. Thank you for everyone who called in. Up next is On the Count. And until next month, stay tuned.
Extinction Diaries. While the world is caught up with the COVID-19 virus and decompresses from a contentious U.S. election, things in the Arctic have taken an alarming turn for the worse. A record-breaking ice melt led to a refreeze later than ever before, and worse still, the refreeze is failing to solidify on the Siberian side. Most alarming is that no one seems to be talking about it. So let's start. For decades, the science community has warned us that a runaway melt could be triggered if humans do not stop generating greenhouse gases that are heating Earth up. The data each year showed we were failing and should have triggered a global survival response, for the human race is in the balance. We have to face that. It's way past time we all engage. From each of our dinner tables to the very peak of our national infrastructure, economic, manufacturing, transportation, all aspects of human civilization must be quickly transformed to support our survival and not our extinction. To survive, we must save the polar bear's home. If we save the big white bear, humans have a chance. There is no more time. My name is Rising Moon, and this is a Small World Radio production.
WBAI is working with David Rothenberg and the Fortune Society to collect coats and blankets for the hundreds of people coming out of prison this winter. Becky Dunham wanted BAI listeners to know how important it was for her to just be given some clothes when she got out of jail on Rikers Island.
My life has taken a U-turn from when I first went to Rikers Island. Yeah.
Oh, always exciting to enter a Zoom link when you're trying to play something from the same computer. Chatty Cathy's. All right. Let's listen to another sing or two, and then on the count. Chatterbox Radio here at WBAI New York.
Hi, this is